Tell me some of the ways that summer tourism changed this year with the pandemic going on.
Really, what we've been looking at during the summer is people getting in their car, going to places in Arizona maybe that they've been thinking about going, or that they haven't been in a long time, and rediscovering those places. So we're seeing people take road trips. We're seeing people go camping. We're seeing people get outdoors just a lot more than really they ever have.
So let's talk about some of those numbers. So it looks like state park visitation to date has been about 10% lower than it was last year. National park visitation, it looks like it was cut in half during the month of June.
Yes, visitation is down at some of Arizona's state parks. To me, though, the just looking at the numbers doesn't really tell the whole story, because, you know, a number of things impact, you know, where visitors are going or whether they're going out and visiting in state parks and which state parks they're visiting. First among those being wildfires. And that does impact visitation a bit, not only at a particular park, but also, you know, the highways that go to those parks. And then, of course, just COVID-19 overall, you know, Arizona had the spike in cases in June and July, certainly. And I would think that with the spike in cases and with the governor's safer at home order, that that probably just, you know, encouraged people to stay at home more than maybe they otherwise would.
Have you seen any differences in patterns for domestic travelers, people in-state moving around versus national or international travelers?
So definitely, and that's actually a good point to bring up when we're talking about national parks visitation, and especially visitation of the Grand Canyon. Year-over-year visitation of the Grand Canyon is down, but one of the main reasons for that is because the Grand Canyon has a great mix of international visitors that make up a huge part of the 6 million visitors that visit on a yearly basis. And so, of course, international leisure travel right now is basically non-existent. We hope if things keep going in a good direction that we can bring that back in, of course, a safe, responsible way.
Can you talk a little bit about the, I guess, the implications for our economy with the dip in travel over the summer? I'm wondering about hotels, you know, shops, places like that.
The reduction in travel from COVID-19 has been nothing less than devastating for Arizona's tourism industry and for the economy overall. Visitors in 2019 spent a record $25.6 billion in Arizona, and also supported 194,000 jobs in the tourism industry. And so when you take away 70% of that, which is about where we're at, that's of course devastating to the people employed in tourism, to tourism businesses, such as hotels and resorts. Restaurants is another industry that is largely tied to tourism, and that suffers when tourists are not here.
Josh Coddington, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much for having me.